Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for episode 348 of the Classic Podcast, one of my personal favorites from April of 2000. In fact, we've got a very special podcast for you BSPs today. This is almost a full hour of Bob Green and the very famous Men Hate Oral Sex bit, in which we took a call from a guy who asked Bob, after he played a tape of himself screaming while getting oral sex from a woman, I believe it was a hooker on Sunset Boulevard, that he was doing research with. By the way, this is when Robert Greene wasn't a grocer. He was a doctor. So that's how far back we go for this. The guy asked Bob, who's sucking you off, Dracula? I think something like that. But you'll hear it in all of its glory here as we commence to April of 2000, April 3rd to be specific, April 3rd of 2000, episode 348 of our Classic Podcast. Hi, Bob, you there?
Yeah, Phil, I'm right here. I'm sorry I lost you. We're coming from the airport, and we've got a little bit of intermittent static here, so I apologize. That was my problem. I was holding, and then we lost you.
All right, no harm done. And I was sitting there babbling. I thought I was talking to you, and I wasn't. What I was saying was that you are, we've talked to you in the past about the relation between men and women and the sexes, and it's not the battle. You've never found it acrimonious.
No, I think that what we've done in our studies and our work points up similarities between men and women more than it does the differences. But we have seen and continue to see an eroding a little bit in terms of the sexuality of men with relation to women. Women are empowered, Phil. They are stronger today than they've ever been socially and politically and sexually. And in relationships, they've never enjoyed more equality. So they have become a very empowered gender, and they've become a very empowered people, women. That's the good news. The bad news is that they are increasingly, I think, separated from a realistic perception of men, men's needs, and men's sexuality.
All right, well, you have men, and the old joke was the guy who was sensitive to the needs of the modern woman was himself a little emasculated, right?
I don't think that's true. I think a lot of men are trying to be understanding of women, but I think women are less and less understanding of men. That's an important aspect to remember. Men today are feeling more and more threatened, I think, and men are, in some instances, reporting feeling violated. I think men finally have the courage to say, and in my book, we are, I think, courageous in pointing this out. I don't know of any other guy who has really put this in print, that men feel violated sexually.
All right, now the book that Dr. Green's referring to is a book called Don't Go There, which is a book about the emerging feelings of violation among men sexually. Are you talking about, are we talking about rape?
I wouldn't call it rape in the classic sense, but I would say it is a very meaningful feeling of violation when women are giving a man oral sex, when women feel the need to give a man oral sex. And this is the specific area that we're talking about.
Why the area of oral sex?
Because most men and most women are completely unaware of this fact. But most men do not like getting oral sex from a woman. It is painful. They feel vulnerable. They feel violated. Obviously, women... I noticed the phone sound effect dropped out there.
Yes, it did.
They feel violated. They don't have the courage to tell a woman this. But most men feel completely and utterly raped when a woman performs oral sex on them. And I think it is high time that women finally understood this, get with it.
Now, there are a lot of guys who obviously are moved to some kind of an orgasm during that.
That is correct, and that is a involuntary response. In many cases, you've heard of women faking orgasms. Men are capable of doing the very same thing, Phil.
Would you call that a faked orgasm?
Oh, absolutely. Men can fake an orgasm, and I've talked to many men who have felt so violated and so absolutely threatened and vulnerable when a woman is performing oral sex on them that they will fake an orgasm just to get her off of them so that they don't have to go through the humiliation and the horror of it. And I will say, Phil, I've worked with a lot of patients, a lot of male patients, that we are facing a generation of men who are feeling thoroughly raped because of the empowerment of women, and that women are now taking advantage of men sexually.
We're talking to Dr. Robert Greene. This is some explosive stuff in your new book, Don't Go There. Dr. Robert Greene, who makes the claim in his book that most men are feel violated when they get oral sex from women.
Men are coming home, Phil.
No, I wanted to ask a question here concerning that. See, I am, I think, a healthy guy. I don't think that I've ever had these feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in other words, I've never had the feeling that I'm being violated by a woman in that instance. My wife, for instance.
I understand that, Phil. And repressing a lot of these feelings goes back to the womb. It goes back to infancy. You are being violated. If you don't feel it, rest assured that it's happening to you.
What do you mean about the increasing sexual empowerment of women? Are you talking about that women are being aggressive sexually?
Well, women are assuming the dominant role in sex. More and more women are climbing on top of their men without any feeling of sensitivity toward the man at all. They climb on top, they grunt, they're done, they roll off. This is the modern American woman, and while she is enjoying her empowerment as a business equal, as a professional equal, she is certainly, I think, running the risk of severing her emotional ties to her man.
So the sexual empowerment of women has turned into the sexual aggression of women, and they are now, and again, we don't want to use this word, but they're violating their men.
When they're giving them oral sex, yes. Women need to know. And we say so in our book, and more men are coming out. Dr. Bloonan, who works at the University of West Virginia.
What is his name?
Dr. Bloonan.
Okay.
He has written several papers on this. Women need to know this. Men can't stand it when they get oral sex from a woman. We feel raped. We feel violated. We feel vulnerable. It is torture. It is living hell. And it's got to stop. It has got to stop. I've had men come into my office in tears, telling of the night before when their wife or their girlfriend performed oral sex on them and the feeling of horror and revulsion that came over them, just closing their eyes and praying that it would end. Now, I've had men in our workshops, Phil, in our seminars, say to me directly, I didn't know what to do. I just held on to myself and hoped that it would end. We're going to take back the power in the bedroom. And the first thing that we have to let women know is we can't stand it when you perform oral sex on us. Most women don't even know how to do it. Most women are pathetically bereft of any ability or skill in that area. And it's time for all men.
Well, let me interrupt here. Are you saying that most men don't like a woman giving them oral sex? You're just saying that women aren't good at it. In other words, if women were good at it...
What I'm saying...
No, but if women were good at it, would we like it?
Well, the women, we don't like it because women are not good at it. They can never be good at it. It is a violating act. It is a horrific act of violation. Why would a woman be, quote, good at something that is only intended to humiliate?
Giving a man oral sex.
That's right.
I got to tell you something. You're saying that I'm separated from my feelings?
You're denying them, yes, sir.
Because I don't feel that way, but if I am not feeling that way, there's a door that I need to open inside of myself?
Phil, there are many doors that we as men need to open up, and one of them is to admit to ourselves and admit to our wives, get your mouth away from me. I don't like it. It hurts. I help men learn to stand up to their wives and say, get your lips off of my penis, and...
Okay, we don't need to, please, okay?
I'm very sorry.
Because we don't want to be graphic, all right? But the point being, I think the point has been made.
I'm very sorry, Phil.
All right, but I think the point's been made.
But that's our motto. Get your lips...
I got that, okay, but I just don't want to do it on the air if at all possible. Let's go to San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Dr. Green?
Yes, sir.
I think you're so full of crock. I tell you what,
sir,
my wife
sir,
gives me
I've
oral
done,
sex.
I've done studies on this, and
doctor,
I've worked with groups of men.
Oral sex, and I can't think of a more intimate expression of her love to me. I love when she initiates.
I think you're brainwashed. I think you're brainwashed.
No, sir. Hey, I'm 44 years old. I'm not 13. I love when she does it. I love when she initiates it. I think your book, I think you need to rewrite that thing, go back to school and get your and go over your thesis. You're crazy.
Dr. Green, you haven't talked to me
and the thousands of people in San Antonio.
I love oral sex by my wife.
I love when she initiates it. It totally excites me.
You're being violated.
And you are being violated. It's just wonderful.
You're being raped and violated.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
I want to get raped some more.
I'll tell you what. Well, sure, sure. You're in captivity, and you get the Stockholm syndrome.
Oh, hey, you're missing something, Pat.
Yeah, no, I'm not missing anything.
I need some more.
I'll tell you this much, sir. I've dealt with thousands of men across this country in focus groups and seminars.
Well, they're probably all fags, sir, because I thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, then you thoroughly like being abused by women.
Oh, hey, it is enjoyable. Mr. Green, it is enjoyable.
Why don't you just get into your wife's high heels while you're on the subject?
No.
Why don't you just go ahead? Why don't you just go ahead and get into a dress?
But I'm telling you, I don't know where you went to school.
Get into a dress.
They need to recall.
Wait a minute. This man and I've said to you both, we enjoy this.
And what I'm trying to say
Phil,
to the two of you.
Hold on.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying to the two of you is, you have been so thoroughly brainwashed that you think that violation feels good.
Hey,
and, buddy,
I feel sorry for you.
I feel sure, okay. Just like that guy in Pulp Fiction. Just like that guy in Pulp Fiction who they bent over and kept giving it to him there. Yeah, you're just like that guy.
Yeah, just like the guy in Pulp Fiction.
That's right.
But I know, go see Pulp Fiction.
Go see Ving Rhames in Pulp Fiction. You're him.
No, you're him.
All right.
Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Robert Greene is on the line with us with an explosive new book called Don't Go There. And in it, he claims that men, when we receive oral sex from our wives, we are being violated, and that it is an act of violation and rape. What is that, doctor?
I just think the two of you are examples of weak men who let women control them. And I think it's a sorry, sorry day when a man gets on a radio show anywhere and says he likes getting oral sex from his wife. What a sad, sad case.
Okay, I'm willing to hear the doctor out. 1-800-449-8686. Show 1-800-449-8686, and with me is Dr. Robert Greene. He's written the book Don't Go There, which is essentially an indictment of the sexual empowerment of women. In this book, he claims that the ultimate form of sexual violation is a woman performing oral sex on her man. Now, you have to understand, Doctor, most men enjoy...
Phil, first of all, I know most men enjoy it. I've heard men say that they enjoy it. This is not unusual. This is not anything new. I know that most men enjoy it. What I'm saying is that you're being violated. And I'm saying that in your mind, you think you enjoy it. But in point of fact, you hate it. You feel raped. You feel...
Wait a minute. When my wife, for instance, with all due respect, sorry, Maria, but I have to... If she were to perform oral sex on me, okay? You're saying I hate that.
Yes. Your superconscious hates it. You hate the way it feels, because you know it's a violation. It doesn't feel good. It feels foul. You feel befouled. You feel... When a woman puts her mouth on one of the most private parts of your body...
All right, I understand that.
Then you know that she has you under her control. And therefore, you hate it. And what I'm trying to do is let women know that guys hate it, and you're not fooling us. We can't stand it. See, what happens, Phil, is a lot of men identify, as women do, with their abusers. You've heard of that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Men are no different than women. We identify with our abusers. Women have been performing oral sex on us for years, and we now all of a sudden take the punishment, night after night.
I understand. Corpus Christi on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air, ma'am.
You know,
Ma'am, you need to turn your radio down. That's the first rule of talk radio. Turn that radio down. There you go.
Is that better?
That's it. Because that confuses you.
You know, I think we're talking about 80%, even more so, of the male population.
Identifying with the violator. That's what I'm talking about.
It's not a violation.
You are the abuser, so how would you know? You're a member of the abusive sex.
Well, you know, guess who asked us? Guess who opened our eyes to that? Guess who said,
wait a second,
this
you're
is
not going to hang
I
that
like.
One on us. You're going to tell me that men said, yeah, please, rape me, violate me.
Men have asked to be raped? I don't think so.
Yes, you have. When a man asks you for oral sex, he's asking for you to humiliate and violate him. It hurts when you do that to us. Are you aware that it physically hurts us?
Wait a second. I got to jump in. I'm a man.
Phil, you're identifying
do
with your abuser
really
again.
Do men really care?
Phil,
is she doing it right?
Phil,
is it hurting or whatever?
This is a woman. She is going to lead you astray. This woman is trying to keep us down. Don't listen.
But wait a second. When it happens to me...
I know. You think it feels good. It's actually horrifically painful. Ma'am?
I'm listening.
When you perform oral sex, say, on your husband or your boyfriend, you might as well just be peeling the skin off of his penis.
Oh, come on, man. It ain't that bad.
It ain't that bad, but you know it is bad.
You've obviously had some very bad experiences.
No, not at all. Every man feels this way.
You know, it took me to the age of 45 to discover real good sex.
Really? How to really violate a man,
huh? It almost doesn't even have to do with oral sex.
You were 45.
But it has to do with the fact of pleasing your man.
You didn't know how to really abuse a man until you were 45, huh? Good God.
You're not even listening.
I'm listening to you, but you're going to give me the same song and dance I've heard from millions of women. Oh, my man likes it. He is laying there praying for it to end.
Isn't it about please one and one pleases the other?
What?
Isn't sex a two-sided effort?
Yeah, and so far men have been doing all the giving and women have been doing all the taking.
And
I would suggest that you learn how to please your man instead of torturing him with your horrific oral sex. Quit torturing your man.
Well, I don't think sex has everything to do with just oral sex. But
when you give him oral sex, you're horrified.
Part of what pleases him...
It doesn't.
And I tell you what, and if he did not like it, believe me, I think as a man and any man...
You're doing it wrong.
...will sit there and tell you...
You're using your teeth a lot?
Not this.
You're using your teeth, aren't you? God, I hate that. I really hate it. My ex-wife used her teeth.
Well, you said it right there, ex-wife.
What do you mean? What did I do?
Well, maybe she didn't know how to do it.
None of them know how to do it. And that's what bothers me.
Is there a book on how to do anything?
I'll tell you something right now. If you want to get good at that, quit doing it the way you're doing it, because you're killing us. You're killing us. He doesn't say anything. He wants to be polite, obviously. Maybe I've got a suggestion. Okay.
Well, I bet you know what.
I have a suggestion.
My man
I got a great idea.
Right behind me.
Here's a great
and
idea.
I told him, would you please
think you
turn to the radio station
me.
Because I want
think you should
to hear
practice
this.
On me, and we'll see how good you're doing. Okay. Using her teeth too much.
Hold on. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're with Dr. Robert Greene, who's written a book, Don't Go There. And basically the essential point of this book is that women have been inflicting on men something that they weren't aware men were not enjoying, oral sex. Most men feel violated when a woman performs oral sex on them, but they don't know it.
I'll tell you right now, Mr. Henry, and I'm getting into some personal areas here, but when I have been the recipient of oral sex from a woman...
Are you married?
No, I am not married. I'm single.
Okay.
When I've been the recipient of oral sex, it has been very painful. It's just... All I can tell you is the teeth. And it's hell. And we use... In our practice, sexual surrogates. Are you familiar with this?
I'm familiar with the term, yes, sir.
What a sexual surrogate does is she helps a man through the process. I tape record a lot of these sessions so that you can know what it is these men are going through. Here's a tape recording right here. This is of a patient. All right, that was recorded last Tuesday night. And
was he the recipient of oral sex?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Men can't stand it. And you're not even backing me up. You're sitting there, the host of the show.
I'm trying to understand is all, okay? I'm trying to understand, because I'm like a lot of guys, as you've been calling us, we're brainwashed.
That is it, exactly.
I don't like oral sex.
No, you don't. But you don't know it yet.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is High Springs on the Phil... Whoops. Sorry. Hold on. High Springs on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello there.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Mr. Green,
Dr. Green.
Dr. Green. I want to know how you proclaimed first to be a doctor, because you couldn't...
Well, I took my degree in internal medicine, and my doctorate, I took my doctorate in human sexuality from the University of Indiana.
I just heard what you were talking about with this guy that was in pain.
Yes, sir.
Who was giving him this? You? I know lots of guys. I know a lot of women.
You know lots of guys.
And you know something? There ain't near one of the guys I know that do not like it.
What are you doing talking about this?
How do you say that a person is brainwashed? You either like something or you don't like it.
No, I'll tell you why. Men have been brainwashed.
If you don't like something, you don't like to get hit.
The empowerment of women, the sexual empowerment of women over the last 30 years has created a feeling of vulnerability in men. I'm the one with the doctorate.
If you don't like it,
I'm the one with the doctorate. You listen.
Why would you go out and keep getting it? Could you answer that?
What is your question?
If a man doesn't like it, why would he let somebody do it?
Why does a woman keep going back to an abusive man? Why does a woman There you go. They like the abuse.
No.
It is abusive, and they like it. Why does a woman stay with a man? Why does a woman stay with a man that beats her? You can't answer my question, can you? You don't know how to answer my question. I'm the one with the doctorate, not you.
Yeah, well, where did you get your doctorate?
I told you.
Out of a magazine?
No, sir, at a university.
At what university?
At accredited University of Indiana.
Accredited what?
University of Indiana Medical School.
Comic book?
I attended Yale University for my accreditation and full doctorate. Now,
how do you spell that?
Yale, okay? Look it up. They used to play football.
Yeah.
Now, sir, I will tell you this much, that the woman stays with an abusive man.
All I can say is...
You don't like getting hit.
I've been getting hit.
You don't like getting hit. No, you haven't.
I'm telling you.
No, you haven't.
I've been
getting... You've been getting what?
The head, Bubba. The head.
Yeah, from what? Men or women?
Women.
All right. We don't have to get insulting, okay?
Well, this guy is trying to tell me...
You're
trying to tell me...
recordings of a guy... Last Tuesday night. How do you, who is performing this thing? You know, Dracula or what? And you say they don't know how to do it. Who knows how to do it?
Wait a second. What are you inferring?
Hey,
that I was the one giving him hits?
Hey, you were recording it. Were you not recording it,
Mister? Apologize for that right now.
Yeah, no. I'll apologize.
Come on,
imagine
apologize.
That.
How dare you say?
Wait a second. Who's giving it Dracula? That's a good one, sir. I like
here.
That.
How many people are going to sit there, let somebody give them head, and have somebody else there and record it?
We do this for our sexual surrogacy clinic.
Hey,
okay?
I'll play it back for you.
Sir, I'm telling you right now, this was a woman performing oral sex on a man. Listen to this. It's horrific.
Hey. Yeah. But what is she doing?
Wow.
Was that Lorena Bobbitt or what, you know? I mean, you know, you're
okay. Did you hear that?
Don't know how to do it,
Bob?
Well,
turn off the machine.
I'm gonna tell you what.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. And you know something? I think that you get women that you pay women or something like that to bite on somebody. That's about what
Mr. Hendry may think it's funny.
You go out there and you rent some hooker.
You know something?
And you say, look, I want to do this for a study. But here's some money.
My clinic helps
your
men.
Your clinic?
Yes,
where's your
sir?
Clinic?
In Los Angeles, California. My clinic helps men.
Oh, all right. I know where you're getting your
sex.
Stuff. You're getting your stuff right down there in Hollywood, aren't you?
Oh, boy.
No, oh you're boy, a, my. That's what I think you're doing is getting no boys. I think you're getting boys.
Hang up on this guy, because he's pissing me off.
Not
you're
with
pissed,
women.
You're starting to piss me off.
Oh, well, geez, what are you going to do?
I'll come through the phone.
Huh?
I'll come right through the phone.
Yeah, I bet you probably could. I'll bet you dial them 900 numbers. You know, and surrogate your own self. Because, you
surrogate
know, any
my
man
own
that
self?
Says that he doesn't like it, hey, there might be some that don't.
Mr. Henry, tell him.
The majority of them,
I can't honestly,
of the men.
I have to agree with this man.
Men,
I have to agree with this man.
Not them flaming faggots like you know.
I've had some of the world.
Let me tell you something, Bubba. Real men that do like it, like it. The people that don't
I've
like
had
it,
some of
and
the
if
worst
somebody goes to give it to them, they say, hey, look, I don't,
right
you know, I don't go there. Is that the name of your book, Don't Go There?
Yeah, Don't Go
well,
There.
Well, let me tell you something.
I don't like it, huh?
If I don't like something and somebody's going to, I'm married. But
you are. Boy, I
yes,
you
I am worried.
Head
and my
world.
Wife
all
does.
Right, we got
and
we got
she
to,
does know
thank
how.
You, sir. I got
and
to take
you know
a,
what? I don't
all right,
feel
thanks.
Threatened about
thank
it.
You for your call, sir. Got to, I thought he was.
You're laughing at that guy.
No, I thought he was pretty funny. I thought some of the things he said were funny. Touched it on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling because I just cannot believe, is this guy a joke? Is
ma'am,
this for
ma'am,
real?
I have worked with some 10,000 different men across this country over the last 4 years. Men
okay,
are in
I want to say this, that
they're
I'm a woman who really never really enjoyed doing it very much.
Well, there
my
you
husband
ah,
begs me.
Ah,
no, no, no.
Probably dragging your teeth along
me,
that thing.
He begs me to do it.
He begs you to abuse him. Begs you to abuse him, even though you're lousy at it. I think that is a sad story.
You know what?
In your home.
You know what? He said he never enjoyed it so much until I've done it.
Sure, sure. He never enjoyed it. You know, the Christians love to have themselves thrown to the lions. They never enjoyed it so much. Women like being beat up by men. They never enjoyed it so much.
You know
and
what?
There
you know
are.
What? I
and there you
from
are.
An abusive relationship, so I totally disagree with you.
Wait a second.
You are
I
off your rocker.
It.
I mean,
why would
you
stay in an abusive relationship?
You mail us a degree. I mean,
why would you stay in an abusive relationship?
I'm not in an abusive relationship.
Well, why did you stay
I
in
was
it?
A long time ago.
Why did you stay in it?
The first time anything happened, I left.
Oh,
so you're
boy,
totally
boy.
Off your rocker.
No, ma'am.
You know what?
Women
it depends what kind of woman
men?
And man
you
you're talking about.
You know the girlfriends you've had who've stayed with abusive men and you couldn't get them to move out?
Never. Not one.
You are the abuser, dragging your teeth along your husband's penis. Why, I would all the...
Okay, hold on. Whoa. You're going places we can't go on the show, Dr. Green.
I don't
understand?
Go there either.
I understand that, but she doesn't
I'm a woman who's never called a talk radio show. I'm listening to you on the... In my car, absolutely, my mouth is to the floor. I cannot believe that you actually have some kind of degree.
I am telling you that my book and the research I've done, men hate oral sex.
Well, no. You know, I think, you know, here I am. I am a very intelligent woman. I have a master's.
So you say.
No. Listen to this. Maybe you're talking about a very small percentage. I'm certainly sure there are men out there that do not like it.
No, all men.
But for you to speak, no, and as a person who's doing scientific research, how can you say everybody, you are.
I'll prove it. I'll prove it to you. Mr. Henry.
Wait.
Mr. Henry?
Yeah?
Don't you hate oral sex from a woman?
No, you know what? I happen to think that he doesn't because he's not answering it.
Mr. Henry, don't you hate it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's telling me that I'm denying.
I said to tell her.
Yes, I hate it, man. I don't know what to say.
You know what?
Oh, listen
see,
to her
is,
isn't that
sir,
listen to the witch
cackle? As a scientific researcher, your problem
like
is that even when somebody's telling you what it is that they prefer, you're telling them that they don't. You're
you know
abusing him by
ma'am,
telling
you
him
know what
you don't know what
is.
You're talking about.
Ma'am, you know what denial is. You've seen it, I'm sure, in your life.
You're
because
in
you're
denial.
Who's I'm
in
not
denial?
In denial, okay?
You're in denial. Open your eyes.
You
not everybody in the world
in my
feels the way you do.
Last Tuesday night. Listen to this.
Wow.
That was a man.
How my
that
does.
Was a man receiving oral sex from a hooker off of Sunset Boulevard. I doubt if you can measure up to that. Okay, and listen to what was happening to him.
You know what? It's called love and compassion and intimacy.
Let me ask. I think I have
you
a question
don't seem
to ask.
Know anything about.
Dr. Green, I have a question. Are you sure you're not talking about the oral sex that you've gotten?
What's that crack supposed to mean?
I mean, what about you? Have you ever enjoyed it?
I told you, I've had some of the worst experiences. That
yeah, that's what I'm
yeah,
talking about.
You're talking about yourself.
Yourself, not me,
yeah.
Not this lady's husband, not anybody. You're talking about you.
Well, I'll tell you, I can't get a good hummer to save my life. I spent.
Well, you know what? That I feel sorry for the women that you date and the
you feel
women
sorry
that
for
you
them.
Marry.
Why don't you feel sorry for me?
Huh?
I'm the one that can't get any good oral sex.
Well, you know what? I feel sorry for you then.
Thank you.
No,
Jesus.
I really do. For all the men out there that don't enjoy it, I think they should let the woman know, speak your mind,
and
not
find
have
another
a gun. I mean,
and then find another woman.
Find another woman or don't have it.
Can you?
You're acting like we are like.
I just want to ask
whipping
you
and torturing you. It's ridiculous.
That scream that we heard.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Mr. Henry, I don't think...
Who was that on the tape screaming?
It was me.
You know, maybe you just have a problem. Maybe that's the thing, is that you want everyone to join your bandwagon. And your bandwagon, you know, your little red wagon that you're pulling along? It's empty, dear. It is totally empty. And you're trying to get someone to agree with you, but listen to all these people. They're all laughing at you.
I hate both of you.
Oh, he hung up.
Oh, my God.
He hung up.
My first time calling, and I actually got someone to hang up.
Got the guy to hang up. Did you hear the last thing he said was...
I'm sorry, I ruined your show.
No! The last thing he said was, I hate both of you, and he hung up.
Okay.
Oh, he's gone. Let me get rid of him. Thank you for your call,
sure.
Ma'am. Thank you very much.
Bye.
So it was actually him screaming bloody murder. Did you hear that one cat from High Springs? Oh, who's doing that? Dracula? Okay. Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. I was just sitting here thinking, and I will say it. How can you not listen to this show? How can you not? If you missed it, you missed it. I'm not going to go into it. How can you not listen and love this radio show? Forget about me. Just the stuff that goes on. I don't know. It's funny. And I guarantee you, it's funnier than anything going on in your town. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It is. I know it's funnier than anything going on in this town, L.A., because as you probably have heard me say so many times, we've reached a real pathetic, what's the word, nadir? Is that the low or the high? It's the low. In terms of the professional creativity of the radio industry in Los Angeles, you know, it's just, it's bad, baby. Enter Phil. Enter the Phil Henry Show. Here we are. So how can you not listen and love it? And it's every afternoon here, 4 to 7, every evening, 7 to 10 Eastern. Right here on the Phil Henry Show. Don't forget Dr. Robert Greene's book, Don't Go There. In bookstores soon. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Speaking of just places to go to get things, you can go to the Phil Henry website, philhenryshow.com. Check that out. If you're new to our show, that'll give you a little feel, a little taste, to kind of get a nose full of what's going on around here. philhenryshow.com. And you can also find our CD, the Best of the Phil Henry Show, 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. Coming up for 2000, we've got some great things planned, but you can pick up our 99 CD as well. Perhaps, I don't know, maybe, you know, could be the CDs from 98 and 97. Sometimes we've got them in stock and sometimes we don't. It just depends. I know we sold out of our Miami stuff, but Los Angeles, we've got quite a few things. And then the only other little bit of business that I've got to ponder is whether or not I get the kids mini bikes, because there's these kids that live down the street from us. They've got mini bikes. Do you have that?
I want one.
I would love to buy one for myself, but I'm such a fat tub of guts that you watch the springs on that thing just flatten to nothing, man, when I get on it. I mean, the tires on that thing are like little tiny wagon tires. But these kids have been squirreling up and down the street the last couple of weeks on these little mini bikes. And yesterday, Alex and those guys were out there going, man, we got to get one of those. I'm going, where do you draw the line, you little rich jerk? Where do you draw the line? I'm going to be doing shots, putting the pool in on Thursday, the pool table, and now you guys want mini bikes? I get mini bikes, not you. I'm going to get the mini bike. I have got to find a way to keep my life separate from the kid. Save your allowance. You know what they said, though? That was the shocker. That now I remember. When they came in the house, they'd been down there. They were talking to the two guys. And they came and said, we got to get mini bikes. I said, well, good luck, you know, because I'm not paying for it. He goes, we'll go into our savings. I said, your savings? How much have you got? Turned out like, you know, a couple of grand each. So now I'm trying to come up with reasons why they can't, like, oh, who's going to pay the insurance, you know, and things like that. I guess, you know, they can have their mini bikes and kill themselves. You know, what are you going to do? But there's got to be a way that I can separate my life from kid life, you know? Like Maria wants to do some surround sound thing in kid room. I said, I'm not going to sit there. I'd love to do it. I'm going to have my man Craig here wire it. But I'm not going to sit there with brand new surround sound. And I got Barbie doll. I'm staring at a Barbie doll looking back at me from the whatever the hell it is, from Catherine's little bookcase there. I'm in my surround sound room, and I'm looking at her Barbie doll and Ken doll looking back at me. And little kitty toys and stuff. I said to my wife, I was almost in tears the other night. I said, there's got to be a separation. I said, there's got to be a separation between kid land and adult land. It can't all mix together. I go into my pool table there, and there's these little kitty magnet letters that you put on the refrigerator. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm sitting there. And I'm trying to watch my TV with the surround sound, and there's Barbie staring back at me, and I'm getting hot looking at Barbie. And I ignore my TV. So those are the problems that we have. So, yes, I don't know whether they're going to get the mini bike or not. Some I wouldn't mind getting. Man, where I live, these bikers are going up over the canyon road all day long on Sunday. All day long. They're heading out. I mean, it's like just one after the other after the other. And they're all 104 years old. I noticed this because I went out, I was humping over this highway that kind of heads down to the beach. And because, you know, I'm in my quest to get fit, so I'm doing, like, these power walks and stuff. And I look like a complete idiot. You know, I got my black T-shirt on with my, you know, my white legs. And I'm still, you know, 240 pounds with my gut hanging out. And I'm humping up over this hill. And I see the motorcycles are kind of, you know, there's like a procession of them going over the hill on Sundays to head down to the beach. And every last one of them, they're like 90. They're in leather. They're in helmets. They got on the leather chaps. They look full-on badass biker, or as bad as you can look wearing leather. And I look at the women who are on the back. They're like 75. One CEO after the next. One corporate accountant after the next. One COO after the next. One CFO after the next. Financial guys and money guys and, you know, non-creative types. These are all the guys that are pushing the pencils. All the guys that are pushing the numbers. God bless them. They need it. These are all the behind-the-scenes guys. These are all the Xerox room guys. These are all the, you know, they're sitting at a desk all day long. And here they are on the weekends, born to be freaking wild, man. With their leather and their helmets and their Harleys and their saddlebags and their 75-year-old wife, mother, one of the two. Show 1-800-449-8686. I got the Sharper Image catalog, and it's a tremendous place to go and spend money on things you really, honest to God, don't need. But it looks good. You know, it's stuff, God, I gotta have that. And it's, who needs an inflatable lounge chair with a floatable cooler? I do. Not that I really do, but I do. And there's the thing here. I bought this, I don't know where I bought this, but I think I got it at, Sharper Image over at, like the Oaks Mall or something out in Thousand Oaks. And this is the grill to perfection with the only fork thermometer with an ultra-sensitive fish option. It's a fork that you stick in the meat and it tells you whether it's done or not. I can't get over that cat with, well, hell, who is doing it, Dracula? I need this stuff. Why? Because I do. That's why. Because Sharper Image says I need it, therefore I need it. That's why I need it. I'm like every other man out there. I'm no different. Every Christmas rolls around. Your wife says to you, what do you want? Your girlfriend says, what do you want? Baby, get the Sharper Image catalog. It's not a problem. I got to keep up with the Joneses. And the Joneses moved out years ago. I don't even know where the hell they live. I think they live on the beach now. Anyway, look at this, Mike. Grill at night with our barbecue lamp. Warm summer nights are great for outdoor barbecuing, but dim light can mean over or undercooking food. That's true. You ever, like, pull a hamburger off the grill because you've been grilling at night and you got maybe inadequate outdoor lighting, and you pull the burger off the grill and it's as black as a hockey puck? It's, I mean, it is black like a cow with a bad intestinal problem. Like these turkey burgers my wife's big on. She'll go out and get the turkey burgers because you don't want to get that red meat because it's Lent and the kids are not eating because there's a lot of Catholics in my house. And anyway, I'm not one of them. I used to be. And so I get the turkey burgers, and meanwhile, I'm eating those big beef ribs. And the kids are like, God damn, man, I'd love to have some of that. Well, tough. You're doing the Lent thing. So eat your turkey burger and smile. And I go get these things, and I Friday night when I got home from work, I grilled up these turkey burgers. I got these Butterball jobs. No offense to the fine people at Butterball, but hoo boy. Not good. It didn't turn out too hot. I don't know how you... It says grill for 5 minutes. I pulled them off. They were black. It was like Jake LaMotta in Raging Bull. It's like charcoal. It defeats its own purpose. But dim light can mean over and undercooking food when you can't see what you're grilling. Our portable lamp projects a high-intensity beam onto your grill, allowing you to enjoy the evening and the food. Made of advanced heat-resistant plastic, the lamp's base clips to your grill's side table or cutting board. Ah, this is bullcrap. I used to buy these things, man. I bought one that you could clip on your book. I got one of these things you could put on your book because Maria's asleep, right? So I'm getting to bed, and I'd like to read while I'm laying down. I don't know whether you do that or not. So I figured, oh, this is cool. I get one of these clip-on things. I can turn it on. It was horrible, man. It, like, it illuminated the whole, everything but the book. The light went directly into her eyes, you know, and it was horrible, man. It cast this oddball shadow on the walls and stuff. Didn't work. All right. Yeah, the itty-bitty book light. It's like Nancy Reagan's itty-bitty gun. Goes with your itty-bitty gun, the itty-bitty book light. Okay, the inflatable lounge chair with floatable cooler. Do I need this? No, I don't need it, but I'm getting it. Our new lounge chair pool float. Oh, listen to this. Our new lounge chair pool float comes with an inflatable ice chest. Why can't a guy get that out in the ocean? You know, you're out, you know, say, I don't know where the hell you are, man. Maybe they're breaking about 4 or 5 foot that day. You're out surfing. Some guy is struggling, man, like a torpedoed freighter, and the dude's on his floatable chair. You're out surfing. You got to have a beer. You got your inflatable lounge chair with floatable cooler. Our new lounge chair pool float comes with an inflatable ice chest that attaches to the chair's side, providing you with all the cold drinks you need. How drunk do you want to get? And you're sitting there all afternoon, and you got like 2 cases of beer in that thing. You drown in your own pool. You drown in 3 feet of water. If you have a wife, what do you need the floatable cooler for? Hey, baby. I'm telling you right now, ladies, and I don't mean to be sexist, but one of the great feeling, I don't know if there's any better feeling in the world, you tell me what it is when a man is able to say to his wife or to his girlfriend, say, baby, how about another beer? Not being sexist, not being controlling, just it's a nice thing when she walks over wearing the bathing suit with the heels. She's not only got the bathing suit on and her sunglasses, but she's wearing those kind of cool heels that you wear outdoors around the, you know, the garden. And she very gladly says, sure. Not a problem. She was going in the house anyway. Get you a beer. The bathing suit with the high heels. There ain't nothing like it. Oh, that happens to you all the time, Taylor says to me. Oh, okay, well, great. Good for you. Handy connecting hooks let you attach the cooler or link with other chairs. Each armrest has a cup can holder for beverages. On shore, simply tuck the leg rest underneath and enjoy it as a comfortable deck seat. Made from heavy-duty vinyl with electronically welded seams, supports up to 180 pounds. Well, that rules me out. 90-day warranty. 180 pounds. You imagine me flopping into that thing? You know, down goes the Titanic. God, that sucks. 180 pounds? Is this a kind of a joke? Now check this out. Pedal-powered squirt gun float draws on endless ammunition for endless fun. The inflatable Defender pool float is a pedal-powered paddle wheel gunboat armed with twin... Check this out. The inflatable Defender pool float is a pedal-powered paddle-wheel gunboat armed with twin squirt guns and an endless supply of watery ammunition. Freaking guy's out there in his own gunboat. Each squirt gun has a long tube. Yeah, it's like World War II in your pool. What the hell? Is it the Merrimack and the Monitor out there? The inflatable Defender pool float is a pedal-powered paddle... Yeah, if we had the right military music... The inflatable Defender pool float is a pedal-powered paddle-wheel gunboat armed with twin squirt guns and an endless supply of watery ammunition. Now I'll turn this over to Defense Secretary Brown, who'll give you more.
Each squirt gun has a long tube that runs into the pool or lake to draw upon all the water needed to stage epic sea duels for hours of exciting competition. Mr. President, the large chair-like float measures 57 by 32 inches and features a removable, adjustable backrest for added comfort, sir.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
What are we talking, sir? We're talking about... What are you talking about? A floating... A what?
I've given you guys $50 billion and you came up with a squirt gun? What are you talking about?
Mr. President, maybe you don't understand. I realize you're a Democrat. But the inflatable Defender pool float is neat.
What do you mean, neat? I gave you $50 billion. I lobbied Congress, and you come up with a armed with twin squirt guns? Who am I going to fight with that?
Sir, I think that this could...
Get out of here!
Ah, shoot. We lost it, Eddie.
You guys nuts or something?
I told you, though, the chair-like float measures 57...
I got it measures 57 by 32 inches.
What else you got?
Mr. President, I think you're being very unfair. What else have you got?
Well, sir, here's something that we've developed. Enjoy this out-of-the-world fun in the pool or backyard, the space capsule pool float. It is...
What do you mean a space capsule pool float?
Has searched the galaxies for new passengers offering... Get out of here. You guys are fired. This is cool, though. The space capsule pool float, I want this. You want to know why? Because it supports up to 300 pounds. I'm getting that. I can't look like an adult in my floating chair, no. The only thing that they make that'll support me is the floating space capsule pool float. So I got to crawl into that and type or read or get drunk or whatever I have to do as an adult. Great for aquatic lunar landings. And then they have the underwater torpedo attack destroys the battleship USS Kaboom. What do you guys got?
Mr. President, this is a thrilling pool game with an enemy warship, an underwater target, and a swift torpedo attack. With a flick of your wrist, the red and white torpedo zooms up to 40 feet underwater toward its target. A direct hit on the USS Kaboom submerged disc sends the battleship's two gun turrets, watchtower, and radio tower flying into the air. What happened to the USS Kaboom?
It was sunk at Pearl Harbor, sir.
Bull crap. It's made out of rubber, and you sunk it in your pool.
Mr. President, I don't know who you think you're addressing. I'm the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Chief. The USS Kaboom was sunk by the jet...
What do you mean, the USS Kaboom? It was sunk in your pool, Ed.
I'm a general. You should call me...
No, it's Ed.
Debris snaps back together quickly for your next skirmish. The rubber torpedo trident is,
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
Yes, Mr. President, I told you.
Tell me all about it.
The rubber torpedo trident torpedo is actually a sophisticated design based on hydrodynamic principles from submarine research. It's really neat, sir.
All right, let's go play with it then. Great.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Show here. All these great things to get for your house. And when the bank's taking it, I'm just kidding, I shouldn't do that. But I come from that history. I mean, I do. I come from a history with my family. See, everything, I gotta tell you something. How do I put this? It's like deja vu all over again, man, like Yogi Berra said, you know? I'm seeing all this stuff happen twice, three times. I'm my dad. This point in my life, my father was going through this. He had his first initial wave of success in life, right? And I'm reading Lombardi's book, Vince Lombardi's biography. He didn't get his head coaching shot till he was 45, 46. So a lot of stuff's happening to me the same way it happened to people that I admired or loved. My father, Vince Lombardi. I'll become one of the great all-time coaches in the NFL, I guess. Is that what I'm saying? What the hell am I talking about? But, I mean, the point is, late in life, you get all of this stuff. And I got to avoid making the mistakes my father made, because I'll tell you, when I was 13, the bank took the house. And not that I, you know, it's necessarily, it's not the worst thing that could happen to you. I wouldn't recommend it. It sucks. So I sit there and go, well, I don't want to make the same mistakes he made. Number one, I got to save some money. My parents, as good as people as they were, they, pardon the language, man, they pissed it. I mean, they didn't have the pot to throw it out of, man, at the end of their time on this planet. They just didn't have it. Threw the money into what? I don't know. I know we had a sailboat when I was a kid, and my old man shows up at the door. I'm 10 years old. I got the measles, and he shows up with a gold Cadillac. He bought a gold Cadillac with marshmallow white interior and a white convertible top. And the sort of faux mahogany wheel, you know, an interior. This was his pride and joy. This caddy, his 30-foot sailboat, and the big spread, right? And I don't think these guys put away nickel one. So I sit there and I go, should I really invest money in this so-called pool? Yeah, it was a pimp mobile. But back then, because he was white, it looked like, you know, my father, you're exactly right. I thought, what people thought of when they saw my dad going down the street in his gold 62 Cadillac, I think it was an Eldorado. Eldorado caddy. With the real classic looking ones. You know, they don't make caddies like they used to. Everybody knows that. Who wants to buy one anyway? I mean, I can't buy a Cadillac now because I'm going to look like my dad. You would still look cool in a caddy, Schaefer, if you ever wanted to get one. No, don't worry. With that wide hat that you wear in them platforms, you and Gretchen on a Saturday night. Oh, Jesus. And that big fro, only the old one, okay? It's like my brother-in-law's got an old one, and he's got steer horns that he wired to the grill. Oh, it is beautiful. It's beautiful. I don't know what he did with it. I think the thing blew up on him. It's in the shop. But he's got, and when he steps out wearing that leopard skin coat that he's got a full-ass leopard skin coat, some kind of a wild astro boot that he wears, some sort of a, you know, an extraterrestrial boot, something that he, you know, sort of defeats gravity kind of thing. Then he's got, like, that goatee that makes him look like a member of the Mexican mafia. And he's got the shirt opened just kind of like mid-chest, so you've got a little bit of the medallion thing going on. And he's got that caddy. It kicks ass. That's what my old man drove around. One of those things. And by the time I was 13, we had no money that was gone. And my father had lost his job, and that was it. And so from that point forward in my life, I never trusted a dollar. I never trusted money. And my family fell apart. My folks got a divorce. So I never trusted two things, family or money. And anytime I came into money, out it went, man. I got it. I spent it. Because I didn't trust it. It wasn't any good. It wasn't anything you could hold on to. It was something that you used to sort of facilitate your way through life. You didn't save it. So what happens to me now? You know, they say that you repeat the mistakes of the past to try to somehow solve them, and you find people who will help you resolve the relationship, blah, 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 blah. So what did I do? After all of that crap, I went out, got myself a wife with four kids, and I'm building a pool, and I am. I got my nose right up against it again. So I have to do it right this time, right? So it's like I'm the reincarnation of the spirit, like the ancient great spirit. I'm sitting up there on the mountaintop with Iron Eyes Cody, man. The spirit of your father is passing through the world again. Don't screw it up, Henry. Don't blow it. Do it right this time. Don't pull the rug out from underneath these kids. Let them have an education. Let them come home to a house. Let them have a safe and secure home. Not like what you had. Don't build the pool, Henry. Put that money, just sold our house, got a nice check, put it into savings. Put it into a pension fund for you and Maria. That pension fund that you got with the radio station, that'll only go so far. You know, cut back on the kind of furniture that you're buying. Do it smart. And that way, you won't make those same mistakes. But then I open up the Sharper Image catalog and I see that floating pool chair. I mean, forget it, baby. I'm buying the pool. That's all there is to it. And the cooler with the beer that goes inside. So, looks like another generation of starving kids. I'm kidding, sort of. How do I know how it's going to turn out? I know they're putting a hole in my backyard Thursday.